Governor Janet Mills' declaration of a civil emergency on Sunday opened up one option for some Mainers who are being financially hurt by the COVID-19 outbreak, small businesses and not-for-profit organizations. Low-interest loans through the Small Business Administration are available to small companies and not-for-profits. This includes areas like agriculture and aquaculture. The SBA is urging people to apply now for the loans of up to $2 million. And SBA spokesperson Michael Lampton says they are available for any expenses that can't be paid because of the impact of the crisis.
Once each state gets a declaration, then all small businesses within that state can apply for SBA economic assistance. These loans are specifically to pay for fixed debts, any accounts payable, any payrolls, or any other bills that may become due as a result of, this particular virus. If they've had a downturn as a result of, say, if there were a business that relied heavily on tourism, there were a restaurant, and now you're no longer getting the customer base that you routinely had, then obviously, you're having a downturn in your regular revenue growth. They would be eligible to apply for this economic injury disaster loan.
I'm reading here this applies to small businesses, private nonprofit organizations of any size, small agricultural cooperatives, and small aquaculture enterprises. What about people who work freelance? People who are sole proprietors?
If they're sole proprietors and they reflect that there are a business on their tax return, then they're eligible to apply. But they have to be a registered business per IRS regulations. You have to be registered as a legitimate business in order to apply for this loan. If you're just showing income, ordinary income on your tax return, you may not necessarily be a business. You're just, you're making money. But in order for you to apply for this loan, you have to be a legitimate business, which means that you have to be registered either with IRS or with the state or with the county.
What other resources is SBA making available to small businesses in Maine and around the country?
Well, there may be some other resources through the other divisions of SBA, and it may come as a result of the existing legislation that is in process but has not passed yet. The only legislation that has passed that allows SBA assistance at this point is the disaster program. And that loan is the only one that's available as of today. As I indicated, there's other legislations being processed within Congress that may open the doors for some additional things. But at this point, I can only speak to what's available right now, and that's this economic injury disaster loan for small businesses.
All right, Michael Lampton with the Small Business Administration. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The interest rates for those loans are set at between 2.75 and 3.75%. But in a statement this afternoon, Democratic U.S. Representative Shelley Pingree and Jared Golden called on the SBA to make those rates zero. They were joined by New Hampshire Congressman Chris Pappas. You can learn more about the SBA's disaster assistance loans by going to sba.gov/disaster. Meanwhile, Senator Susan Collins of Maine announced late this afternoon that she is sponsoring legislation that would provide loans to help keep small businesses hurt by the epidemic up and running. That legislation would provide loans to small businesses that could be forgiven if used to keep workers on the job. She says the $300 billion program would ease the burden on all types of small businesses. She says the legislation would penalize businesses that use the money for anything but payroll and utility costs to keep a business operating. She and Florida Senator Marco Rubio are proposing the legislation as part of a third economic stimulus measure.